Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oldest quarterbacks playing this week. Let's go. Woo! Icy hot ball. I love it.
Great for all the old guys, you know. I know that when I watch other sports, maybe it's because I'm the older guy, but I tend to pull for the older guys. It's great. I mean, I've known Joe for a long time, and it's fun that we're both still playing.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, let's bring the music down here. We have a change of plans here on the show. I need Addie Bates to turn her microphone on. We are doing Win Nick Costos' Money Tribunal a little early, and maybe we'll do it again in a little bit. I think, you know, this is like, just like in real life, you know, sometimes people's hearts can be in the right place, but when they actually do something, it's just the wrong thing. Like, Jake was really trying just now. Let me play this soundbite. Like, it's Aaron Rodgers. Oh, it's funny, right? Oh, we're old. Does it get the icy hot? Yeah. Joe Flacco's old, and so am I. Audio medium. Sounded terrible. Addie Bates is with us. Now, Addie, unfortunately, our associate producer, Addie Bates. Unfortunately, Addie, you are not eligible this week to win Nick Costos' money by virtue of the fact that you have left us to do other things 3 days this week. So you are only on the show applying your expertise on You Better You Bet for 2 days this week. But that doesn't mean that we don't value your opinions on who should win my money tomorrow on You Better You Bet. So I'm curious, Addie, where you stand right now on Jake Hassan and others as far as winning Nick Costos' money.
So now I appreciate letting me sit on the Iron Throne, but I'll be honest with you, I've only been on the show again once this week and for an hour and 20 minutes. So I don't know if they've messed up the past 2 days. So I'm really only going to be going off of Monday and today.
Great. But here's a great piece of content advice for you. Make it up.
Okay, I'll lie to the listeners. I'll lie to you. That's the current state of everything. I told Jake to lock in at the beginning of the show. I did text him, lock in, because he's already my favorite.
Do you think he did or no? You think he's locked in?
No, he did exactly what I said, like, not to do. Like, what was that? We could have put a filter on the background noise on that one. It's okay,
wow.
Jake.
Wow. Should Jake be disqualified, Addie, from winning Nick Costos' money?
No. We all have a hiccup. We can bounce back. Jake can bounce back. I'm not moving to Chicago. I already lived up there, Jake. No, thank you.
What about Tyler Morales, Addie? Your thoughts on Tyler's performance this week on the show? Because it was somewhat controversial last week that Tyler won my money.
Yeah, disqualified. I just have a good feeling about that one. Disqualified.
Oh, okay. I will allow Tyler the opportunity to retort there. Tyler, your thoughts?
I have no comments of what that person just said on the air. So I am. I think I'm the leader, to be honest. I low key think I'm pitching a no hitter this week. I think I've been perfect, to be honest, and I think you guys would agree.
Tyler's had a pretty good week. He hasn't done it. The crew's had a nice week. Everyone's done a pretty good job. Like, we just killed Jake a little bit. Like, Jake's done it. Yeah, that's like, because I get messages sometimes. People are like, man, like, I don't know if it's a bit or not that you're hard on the crew. Like, yes, like, sometimes I get under people's skin. They get under my skin. The crew is largely great. But when they mess up, it's funny to talk about it, right? That's fair?
We've been locked in. I think it's 100% fair. And my theory in life is, if you're going to make a mistake, make it full speed. That's what my football coach always told me. And Jake made a full speed mistake coming back from break. That's what it was. So, you know what?
Yeah, like Addy writes in our chat, the crew is largely great. The reason why you guys are largely great and not great is because you make mistakes all the time. And the best part about the mistakes that are made is that something that you all can't possibly know, because you're all too young to understand it's not your fault. And me and Bill Zimmerman, as the two old sons of bitches here, can tell you. As two people, and I won't even speak for Bill because he screws up all the time too. I'll tell everybody that I have done everyone's job. All of them. Now, I can't say I've done everybody's job because I'm old, and when I was producing radio, we weren't like uploading podcasts. So that, I don't know if people screw up. But I ran the board. I was a great board op. I produced. I cut tape. And I was the best at all of it. So when people screw up, I know exactly what it is that happened. And I love when people screw up and then they lie to me. And they say, oh, no, it was actually this that happened. And I'm thinking to myself, like, brother or sister, I was in your shoes. I've told these lies. You can't BS a BSer. I'm King BSer the first. I got away with it 15 years ago. You ain't getting away with it today. So in summation, we don't know who's going to win Nick Costos' money. That was Aaron Rodgers and Cam Hayward coming back from break as the Steelers get set to play in Cincinnati tonight against the Bengals. And I'm going to break. And I'm talking about Pittsburgh's offense and how I think they're going to cut through the Cincinnati defense sans Trey Hendrickson like a hot knife through butter. How are they going to stop the run? Jaylen Warren, Kenny Gainwell, rookie Caleb Johnson? They ain't stopping the pass. Pittsburgh's putting up a number in this game. And on the flip side, I would encourage people to think of things in these terms. Assuming you agree with me, and you may not agree with me, and that's okay. I think that I would have been proven right, but we're not going to know the answer. Coming into the year, I'm just going to name months. March, April, May, June, July, August, early September. We said, the Cincinnati Bengals are not a playoff team. And that was with Joe Burrow for 17 games. Because the defense is hot garbage. Were we right about that? It's like when you drive into New Jersey and maybe you're in the car with somebody and you look at that person, you think, I did not pass gas. This person must have farted. And then you realize, no, it's just New Jersey. That's the Cincinnati Bengals defense. You smell them from a mile away. Hot ass garbage. And this offensive line is atrocious. And here's like the guy in Times Square painted silver who doesn't move trying to get you to give him a quarter. What a sad existence. Joe Flacco can't move behind that offensive line. Now, you might say, oh, well, what about last week? They kept it close against the Packers. Great, like yards per play, 6.8 Green Bay, 4.3 Cincinnati. Lucky to keep it close were the Cincinnati Bengals. So the Steelers going to get after that ass with Joe Flacco. We will not be wacko for Flacco tonight. And I think the Steelers offense going to have an easy time. So, yeah, like, Pittsburgh never wins these spots. Okay, great. We'll see what happens tonight. I'll lay the points with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And because I'm a magnanimous guy, that means I'm generous for all you people out there who didn't pay attention in English class. I'm going to give you a prop thought right now. How about in the Anytime Touchdown Market, where I will give my weekly shout-out to our friend Nate Yonke from Pro Football Focus, who I say all the time, this guy is doing the Lord's work in terms of player utilization and snap counts, etc. Does incredible work. Because I'll tell you, I ain't grinding this stuff. But he is. And I pay for Pro Football Focus. Not to see what the left guard is graded, but for things like this. Where Pat Freiermuth is priced behind Darnell Washington, who's 6'7", and Jonnu Smith in the Anytime Touchdown Market. And he should be, because they're both playing more than Pat Freiermuth. Freiermuth is like relegated to like third tight end status in Pittsburgh. But here's the thing. When the Steelers are in 11 personnel, which means three receivers, one running back, one tight end, a.k.a. they're likely to throw the ball, Freiermuth gets all those snaps. Plus 625 anytime touchdown for Pat Freiermuth tonight. Please and thank you. The rest of our props coming up at the end of the show. Okay, I'm trying to find, okay, because Tyler put a piece of news in. I'm going to find it, and I'm going to copy and paste it for myself. Here we go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've got breaking news in the world of college football. Kurt Cignetti. Wanted to let that hang for a second, just in case people like, you don't know what the news is. Like, you're on the edge of your seat right now, right? Like, what's about to come out of my mouth now? Penn State? No. Indiana and Kurt Cignetti have agreed to a new 8-year extension that will pay Cignetti $11.6 million per year. Who has this report, guys? Just type that to me. Whose report is this? Just so I can offer attribution. So Cignetti, a new 8-year contract. Tyler says everyone. Okay, that's good enough for me. Kurt Cignetti, now at Indiana for the next 8 years. And if I'm a Penn State fan, if I'm a Florida fan, with Billy Napier likely on the way out, if you're any team in college football, any school that thinks you want your coach out, you're upset today. Because Kurt Cignetti won't be your coach next year. Now, I'm not convinced that Cignetti doesn't leave in like 2 years. I'm not convinced of that. We'll see. To take like a massive job, we'll see. But for now, Kurt Cignetti stays at Indiana. I think Indiana's going to the college football playoff this year. Do I think Indiana can win? No. I was going to say crazier things have happened, but that actually might be the craziest thing if Indiana won the championship. I don't think it will happen. Still like Ohio State, then Alabama, and then Indiana can be in the next tier. But wanted to get that news into the show. Indiana and Kurt Cignetti, new 8-year extension, paying him $11.6 million per year. He bet on himself. That is a great cautionary tale. Not cautionary tale. A great tale for everyone out there, all the young people out there, that you should bet on yourself. as long as you're talented and work hard. If you've got no talent and you're a lazy bastard, you should probably just keep your job. You better you bet on this Thursday. So last night, game three, we're just letting it fly today. Last night, game three of the American League Championship Series. And in the You Better You Bet group chat, we're having a party. Julio Rodriguez, bottom of the first, two-run bomb. Man, it's over. And everybody is saying it's over. Everyone in our chat. I said before the series, I thought the Mariners would sweep them. I thought it was done. Rodriguez hits that homer. It's a party and everyone's going nuts. I thought it was done. So much credit goes to the Toronto Blue Jays. I love Joe Davis's call of the Jimenez homer. It's like the number nine hitter of all people. Terrible job by George King Kirby to serve that one up to Jimenez. And he wasn't done. Dalton Varsho with like, I thought that ball was gone. RBI double. And then you got a Springer dinger from notorious Astros cheater, George Springer. And then in like home runs in stereo, this was like, if they were like an Olympic sport for two guys, like hit a home run to the exact same spot and have it look exactly the same. Vlad Guerrero steps up in the next inning and literally it was just like exactly like Springer's home run. Same trajectory off the bat. Ball travels to basically the same place in center field. I felt like you were watching the same exact home run hit twice. And the Blue Jays cruise to a 13-4 win to cut into Seattle's lead in this American League Championship Series. The Mariners now up 2-1. Huge with a Y, as we say in New York. Huge. Game four tonight. Blue Jays got some momentum. And if they win tonight, I mean, I'll say, I right now, as someone who am invested in the Mariners to win this series, I am not nervous yet. I love the Mariners tonight. I want to call that a blip, what we saw last night. I think Seattle wins tonight, retakes control of the series. I'm still in on the Mariners. If the Mariners lose, I'll come on the show tomorrow and tell you I'm very nervous. If that happens, we can have that conversation tomorrow. But for tonight, love the Mariners. And can I interest anyone in an under off of last night's results? Luis Castillo. Oh, I got confidence in my guy. Mad Max. He'll be in until he's not. And I think until he's out, I think he's going to give you everything he's got. Is this going to be Mad Max into Chris Bassitt tonight? Blue Jays got to manage this like it's a game seven. Can't lose this game tonight. I think it's a tight one in the Pacific Northwest. I like the Mariners, and I like the under. On the other side, Tyler and Femi join me, and we will pick our survivor team. We're not alive anymore, but we'll try and help you, our listeners and viewers.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.